continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties, seating from 15 to 160 people.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At Hero.Loan, we appreciate all the sacrifices so many men and women have made to protect our great freedoms. And we want to make sure that every hero has the opportunity to own the home of their dreams. Did you know that with the VA loan program that you can buy a home with nothing down and nothing due at closing? We pay for your appraisal, there's no PMI, and we'll even come meet with you at your home, office, or base to get the loan process started. Apply online at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Look, a 12-point buck up there.
14.
I can clearly see it's 12.
Well, we can both see it clearly, but you're counting wrong.
And here it comes.
And?
It's 14.
What?
14.
One more time.
Really?
Choose our farthest down road headlights. Sylvania Silver Star Ultra.
To go on a Tuesday afternoon. Scott Sherman in for Frank. He's on assignment, a large morning show in the afternoon. No Playhouse intro music. That's Frank's thing, but we got the Playhouse crew here. Everybody get around and introduce yourselves. Let's start with
Dan. The other round and introduce yourselves. Well, wait, we can do some...
I was going to do like still the sound effect.
We'll do that.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal.
I only had a brain.
There you go.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So here's the deal. Frank was on yesterday with us from a remote location, and the remote location was not working well with the app, which a lot of people listen on the app. So, and Frank's out of town this week, and he put videos up on our Facebook page from Uranus, Missouri. So hopefully we'll have things fixed. Otherwise, Frank, fixed by this week, either tomorrow or Thursday, and Frank will be back on. If not, he will be back with us on Monday. So that's what's going on.
Now, are we allowed to speculate as to where Frank is? Because I believe that I heard of a house fire down in St. Robert, Missouri, which is near
Uranus.
And yes, apparently he was down there rebuilding homes for those who were affected that lost their houses. But that's just pure speculation.
You know what? He has done things like that before. He's rescued people in an accident. He's driven ambulance.
When we first started here, he saved an ambulance driver and the paramedic.
Mm-hmm. He likes to show up to accident scenes and give people mouth to mouth, even if they don't need it.
Yeah.
But he was really a humanitarian kind of guy.
Everything sounds more sincere in a British accent.
Yeah,
including that pile of garbage.
It was a pile of garbage.
But I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason there with Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
And hello to everyone.
Yes.
And then we have Tim Woodburn is here.
Let me say it right.
Dan's just kind of hijacked your hosting.
Tim Woodburn.
Woodburn.
Mm-hmm. He's not only our newsman, he's also private investigator.
You know, when I was a young kid, my late grandfather Al Kroll and I, we used to watch The Rocker. That's one of my actually one of my fondest memories of childhood is watching that show with him. The Rockford Files when I was a kid, and every time you play that, I've never shared this with you. Every time you play that, I think of him. Uh-huh. Every time you play that, because it was a fun show, and it actually was a great show.
It was a great show.
James Garner, and you know, he played an ex-con, which I'm not. Not yet. And, you know, he was, give it time. And,
but, still a con, eh?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, you know, he was a private investigator.
Oh, anyway,
he got a lot more women than I do as a private investigator. I thought the women would just come flocking.
Well, he
had a new woman every show. He had a new woman hitting on him. All his clients hit on him. Right?
The only man. Like Magnum P.I.
Yeah,
it was the 70s.
I know.
All that, those rules went out.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, do we have an update? Can we say that there is a good news update on that? That we were playing Deadbeat.
I didn't get an introduction.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold
on. Before we do the update, we haven't introduced.
I thought it was still his.
No. He's from Birmingham, England.
Birmingham, England.
Trevor Phillips.
Thank you,
Trevor
Dan.
Phillips. Is with us. We call him Limey.
Congratulations on the announcement that the redheaded prince, the one that really is
Prince Harry,
Prince Charles's kid, and his girlfriend.
Know about that rumor.
Who doesn't know about that?
A lot of people, believe it or not, do not know about that rumor at all. That's something we can talk about later. The fact that Harry is not a member of the Windsor family.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Really?
Frank opinion's wrong, and I'll only say that because he's not here, because he'd fire me if he was here. The Harry's gal is hotter than William's gal.
Yes.
Kate, she's hotter than Kate Middleton.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
She's hotter.
How do you say her name, Harry's name? Meghan Markle or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Meghan I just Markle. Got a text from Frank. Tim, you're fired.
Oh. Sure, it's not Meghan Markle.
Turn my mic off, Limey.
What about Meghan Markle?
Limey, edit that out. 3, 2, 1, edit that out.
What that is. Okay. Why did you? Okay. This has started on the fritz. All That's right. not good.
Well, What's on the fritz?
No more sound effects.
Well, I hit a different one, and we heard Bernice, so that's a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
We're good. All
this Frank stuff, just right? fired you too via text.
Yeah, I got a text.
You're fired too.
Well, can we go back to Tim now?
Of course.
Tim.
Yeah.
Do we have an update? We were playing Deadbeat Hangman. Somebody wrote 3 bad checks, committed a felony, and owes Tim over $900. And do we have a good news update?
We do.
Do you have a news thing?
He said.
That's no.
That's Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
Second
here, correspondent Tim Whitburn will give you an update on the Deadbeat Heslong, a cancel of that check. Tim, take it away.
So I said, blank, please call me at my phone number. I need to communicate with you. And his response was, I'm in court at the moment. I'll call ASAP when I get back to the office. And my response was, blank. We need to meet up or make arrangements. Please communicate with me.
Yes.
So his response was during the last hour. Clearly, he's listening to this show and listening to my potential threats of having him beat up by my hitman from Uranus, Missouri, who's going to go down there and roger him with a plunger. He says, you will get paid. You earned it. I'll email you tomorrow. Time to meet up with the cash. Calling is difficult these days because my phone's down, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Way to go, Tim.
Okay, shakedown. Going down tomorrow. You know what? If he pays me tomorrow, I'll buy pizza for this entire studio tomorrow if he pays me tomorrow.
You know what? Wow. That was almost like the problem solver.
Yeah.
You had one, and it's solved.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you want me to come along and videotape? I'm a pretty good videographer.
That actually would be fun.
Wouldn't that be
to
fun
go to shake do? Him to go shake yeah. him down?
Just to see what shakes out. Yeah.
Right.
Shake him down.
I've met him one time. I think I could take him. So I mean, that would be good video. It'd be good PR for me.
Absolutely. It's a good news story all around. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that voice, a regular to the program, not every day, but certainly almost every day.
No, I'm on every day. Thanks for listening.
He's on every day.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, he's on every day.
You on Friday?
Big fan of the show, Scott.
Nobody's on Friday.
Wait a second. You on Friday on Saturday?
Saturday.
Oh, well, I guess that's not every day, then, is it?
No, it's not
every day of this show.
I think he just got cross-examined by an attorney on the matter. I think he just schooled you.
I apologize. I'm wrong. Well, you know, I do listen
at 5 o'clock when you get dumped in the
playhouse.
I don't look at it as dumped. I'm being promoted.
Yeah. He's being added, included into the playhouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has been on this program way longer than I have, and probably will be on a lot longer than I will. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bill Cleveland.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto,
here we go.
Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa,
Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Window World.
Window World, the best-selling replacement windows in this community and the United States. And if it matters to you, I can attest to them. You need to jump on the windows. You need to put them in your house. Because they are very energy efficient. They are easy to use. They are easy to clean.
Did you say don't jump on them?
No. They come in.
Who jumps on windows?
The salespeople. Frank, they well, I can they jump on it. Yeah. I'm going to show you. The guy went in my house. He goes, I'm going to jump on the window. I'm not going to jump on the window. Just tell me how much they are and when can you install them. They look great.
Frank did. And, Frank was in the showroom and they laid a window down on the floor and said, go ahead and jump on it and stand on it. And he did.
I've not jumped on it since, but I can tell you this. 23 of them are in my house, and I am glad, and I want more of them, and I'm going to be calling Window World not too distant future. So thanks to them for bringing us Bill Cleveland on the road with Bill. What do you got for us, sir?
So today is the anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry. Who in this room has been to the world-famous Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee? And I have a feeling I'm the only one.
Yeah, I've never been.
And I have not.
That surprises me, actually, Dan, because you've worked in country music before, and they do a lot of things at the Grand Ole Opry.
And we went down to the CMAs. I worked the Kix 104. We went down 2 years in a row to the CMAs, and I never went to the Grand Ole Opry.
So the Grand Ole Opry, for people who don't know, it is in Nashville, Tennessee. It is the world's longest-running radio program. It's been running every weekend, every Saturday since 1925, November 28th, 1925. And, of course, they have the Grand Ole Opry House where you go and you can watch the show, but the main focus is still all these years. It's all about radio. And so just a little bit of history. So it started, as mentioned, in 1925. And this is sort of, if people go to Nashville all the time, they're like, well, the original Opry was at the Ryman Auditorium. Maybe you've heard that before. Well, that's actually not true. They broadcast from it was an office of some sort of life insurance company for a few years. And then they had a little studio audience. And then they moved to the Ryman Auditorium, which people refer to as the mother church of country music. It is an amazing experience to see anybody play, whether it's country music or not, because it was a former church. And so you go and you sit in the wooden pews and you listen to all these great artists that perform there. And then back in the day, this is where you've had, you know, you've got Hank Williams and you had Elvis and you had Patsy Cline. You had all of these great names.
I think
it's
two people.
Now wait, is it the Ryman Auditorium, the Grand Ole Opry?
No.
Oh, okay, because I've been in the Ryman. That's where the CMAs were.
That was the second location of the Grand Ole Opry show. You were saying?
Porter Wagoner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl.
The lady with the hat.
Yeah,
and the
absolutely.
Price tag on it.
And Dolly Parton would come out with Porter Wagoner.
That's right.
Who discovered Dolly Parton.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so they ran out of space eventually at the Ryman. There were not enough seats. There were only about, I think, 3,000 seats, and they needed more. And so they built a brand new Grand Ole Opry House, and they moved it to now there used to be a place called Opryland. Maybe you've heard of that. It was a big theme park, and that no longer exists. It's a hotel and conference complex now. But they have the Grand Ole Opry House, and it's been there since the mid-70s, I think 74. In fact, Richard Nixon was in office. He actually came and played piano on the very first Opry performance at the new Opry House. But it's really interesting because there are people. I'm sort of a country music purist. Like, I like the Johnny Cash or Willie Nelson or those type of folks.
Well, thank you, Bill.
And so
Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty. Harold Jenkins was his real name. Did you know that?
Did not.
And so I like that. But what they do at the Grand Ole Opry.
Merle Haggard.
You can see. Are we going to name every country music star there ever
Buck
was?
Buck Owens.
Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, he's a good one. They have a great mix of old and new country. So if you don't care, you don't like that old sound of country music, you can still go to the Grand Ole Opry and hear the newer artists. You know, people like Carrie Underwood or, you know, any of these other...
Toby Keith, maybe.
And so I think he's just Googling country music names.
Mm-hmm. Garth Brooks.
And so...
Statler Brothers.
I love the Statler Brothers.
Kill my roof.
That's the Oak...
Boom, bop, boom, bop, bow, bow.
That's actually the Oak Ridge Boys, not the Statler Brothers.
Same thing.
Dirk Bentley. He's the news guy, yeah.
Who's every other guy in country music, because I don't know who he is.
But it's a really cool experience. So you sit there, and again, in the new Opry House, they still have the wooden pews, and you will watch the show, and then they will take these commercial breaks. But what's interesting is they do the commercial breaks just like the old school radio. So there's an old time announcer, and he's there at the podium, and he's telling you about Cracker Barrel, or he's telling you about, you know, Smucker's whatever, and it's kind of cool.
That's
to kind
exactly
of play along
what
and
he's
watch
telling
it.
You about,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and so it's just kind of a fun thing, and I love it. I love Nashville. Nashville's a great town. I was just talking to somebody earlier that it's gotten too big. There are too many people who have moved down there now, and so they were not smart in their city planning, I guess you would say. So there are too many people. There's not enough places to park, not enough places to live. The traffic has become really horrible.
Oh, you have to either cab or Uber.
Yeah.
Into
but aside
downtown.
From that, Nashville's a lovely place. And so the Grand Ole Opry, congratulations on their anniversary today, on the air every week since 1925.
Now, how many years is that? I'm not the math guy.
Oh, God.
102.
I didn't do the math. 102.
I don't know. 90.
I don't know.
With a name like Smucker's, it's got to be good.
Is that where they film Hee Haw?
Hee Haw's not on the air anymore.
But is that where they filmed it?
It was on? I think you are correct. I believe they...
At the Grand Ole Opry?
The whole crew was there.
Was, well, not on stage at the Opry, but they did have a TV studio that kind of sits behind the main stage. And what's really interesting, if you go to Nashville, now they never offered this before, but after the flood in 2000 and, God, when was that? 2010, 2007.
Nashville's flood?
There was a horrible flood, and it closed down the Opry. They had to move their location where they performed. And so, but they rebuilt it, and one of the things they did is they now offer tours to the public. So you can actually go, and you can go behind the scenes and see all the different, maybe 20 different dressing rooms, and you can go into some of the different dressing rooms at some of the, you know, like you've heard of little Jimmy Dickens.
I was
going to
say, who is that little tiny guy
he's passed away now, but yeah, he had his own dressing room. You know, so you can kind of go and see some of those. You can kind of see where the stars kind of mingle before they come out on stage. And one of the things that you'll see is they take you back and you'll see some of the different recording studios. And one of them is where they filmed Hee Haw. In fact, they still have some of that stuff from the show at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
It's the Apollo for white people, yeah. Essentially, right?
Absolutely, sure.
They serve mayonnaise, okay. They serve mayonnaise sandwiches there.
Yeah. Oh. I like the traditional American music, which country music is a part of, and there are so many people that consider that place to play there to be like
Alan Jackson.
Ding.
He is an Opry member.
No, I have now, seen... Now, who did you I see when you were there? Who did you
oh,
see
I've been
perform?
There I've been there a lot of times.
How many times?
I don't know, maybe 15?
You sure?
Wow.
Yeah.
Who did you see?
I've seen all kinds of people.
Such as? Did you see Carrie Underwood?
Honestly, you're talking about the Oak Ridge Boys. I'm actually a huge fan of the Oak Ridge Boys. I really like the Oak Ridge Boys a lot.
Carrie Underwood
was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. That was kind of cool to kind of see that. And what's really neat, though, is you have to be invited to be a member of the Opry, and they'll always try to do some little trickery to kind of get, you know, to kind of surprise someone that they're being inducted. And so to kind of see that happen is kind of fun. But, you know, these people will, their first time standing on the stage, because they have a circle in the middle of the stage, and it is from the Ryman Auditorium, and this is where, you know, greats like I mentioned Elvis or Patsy Cline or Hank Williams,
Reba McEntire.
They would have performed on this stage, on
He's
this
gonna
circle.
He's going to kill you know that.
So, yeah, so people get really emotional, you know, your first time standing out there, and it's kind of gives you some goosebumps.
I actually partied with this true story. Alan Jackson had a concert in Lexington, Kentucky, and he invited me and the group of girls that I was with to party with them on their bus after the show. I hated the concert. He said, "What'd you think of the show?" I said, "I didn't know one song."
So, really?
Yep.
Well, you take it well?
In the Chattahoochee.
I didn't know it.
Than a hoochie-coochie.
No. They invited me back there.
That was great, Dan.
Because, yeah, the girls, they were the hockey cheerleaders for the team that I worked for, and they were all, and I was getting them all drinks there, right there next to the stage, and I was making them.
Which team was that?
Kentucky Thoroughblades is an American Hockey League team I used to work for. And so the arch cheerleaders, I was making them give me kisses to go get them beers, and they all thought that was cool that I was the one guy, and all these girls are kissing me for beer, and then they're like, well, we need to get this guy and these girls back on our party bus.
Just so everybody knows, this was way before the Harvey Weinstein ago. Stuff.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
So, if you would like more information about this or other road trip ideas, you can, of course, always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. And I will also quickly say, since we have a second here, that I've gotten a lot of emails from people that listen to this show, and they will just ask, hey, I'm going to this place. Hey, I'm going to that.
What the heck happened?
What happened?
He just kicked me off the air. Thanking the listeners, and he cut me off. So.
Start over, Bill.
But I've gotten a lot of very nice emails from people who like the travel tips and stuff and the last question, so always appreciate that. You go to BillOnTheRoad.com, and I am Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Hee-haw! Yeah. Very Hee-haw. Good. Thank you, Bill. Brought to you by Window World, the best-selling replacement window and the best-value replacement window that you will get in this or any other town. Best-selling replacement window in the United States of America.
And you can jump on them.
And they even have them in Nashville.
I can break one of those windows. I'm not going to jump on it and break it.
I don't think so.
I'll do the triple Lindy off the top of this counter right here.
Triple Lindy.
Do the triple Lindy, and I'd land hard. I bet I could crack it.
Your orthopedic surgeon would love that.
No, he wouldn't.
And why did you jump on a window, Tim?
I said I would.
Because we bet him.
Why did you have the triple Lindy?
Right.
The triple Lindy.
Yeah, that was Rodney Dangerfield's dive back to school. The triple Lindy.
Man. Absolutely is. We just have a few minutes here in this segment before we get to Mike Evans, who's coming up a little later. Thank you, Bill.
Does anybody have a joke? Anybody? Limey, do you have a joke? Scott?
I got a filthy one. No.
Better tell it fast before Trevor turns your mic off.
Well, yeah. I am really sorry.
Let me throw this out, because I did mention it in the last hour and we never really got to it, but... Rolling Stone magazine. Rolling Stone has been around since 1967 or so, and... I had a subscription to this thing when I was about, 17, 16 years old. And music was a huge deal to me when I was a teenager. And I would read these articles about all these rock bands. But Rolling Stone was an important piece of journalism in the 1970s because they had Hunter S. Thompson, who was sort of this gonzo journalist, crazy man. They had... P.G. O'Rourke, who went on to write a lot of books and is a political commentator. And if anybody likes, I love the movie Almost Famous.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, the guy that wrote that screenplay, Cameron Crowe, was semi-autobiographical, where they would send this kid who was, 16 years old to travel around with Led Zeppelin and stuff and write about the experience that he had. Well, they're celebrating their whatever it is anniversary, 50-something year anniversary, and on HBO, they have this four-hour, two-part documentary about Rolling Stone magazine. Did anybody feel growing up, or anybody feel that Rolling Stone was really an important part of their life?
Nobody?
No?
I did not, no, mm-hmm. But I was into music, and I liked reading it, but I didn't think it was an important part of my life. I didn't have to have it.
I would go and look at these lists of all these supposed best songs of all time, just to kind of get a feeling for what other kind of music was, and I learned about blues music from this, and John Lennon, who was murdered in 1980, I'm a little young to have been a huge Beatles fan, but the relationship that John Lennon had with Jan Wenner, who's the publisher of this magazine, he still is, was really remarkable in that John Lennon was sort of a recluse and didn't really talk to too many people, but he had a very special relationship after the Beatles in the 1970s with, of all people, this Jan Wenner and the folks at Rolling Stone magazine. And I could not dislike Yoko Ono any more than any other human being on the planet.
She's hideous.
Terrible. But the way in which the relationship between sort of journalism and music and popular culture met. So check it out. It's on HBO. It's playing right now. And I always think that for me, the soundtrack of my life has been music that I grew up with when I was a kid. And in honor of that, we'll play for Tim Woodburn, his favorite, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alan Jackson.
Way down there on the chair.
Right. Wait a second. You had it all brought up.
Than a hoochie coochie.
Limey's on the money.
Which Alan Jackson song?
Any of them.
There's like a bunch of them.
What do you got there?
really smooth.
And they don't make Rolling Stone with the large magazine.
I'm just going to play. I don't even know how to say this.
No, they, they've shrunk it down now. But
Chattanooga. But that's it. That's the song.
No,
I was
Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee,
okay.
Chattahoochee. Yeah. That's it.
It's a river.
Chattahoochee River.
Well, this is smooth.
Wait, there
you go. Yeah, right.
Well,
commercials.
Again, we're editing really all this. There is these water skiing.
Really smooth.
I say you ought to play some.
Let me try and skip ahead.
Oh, this is the smoothest show.
There you go. Thank you, Tim.
I thought he had it brought up.
Play some Yoko Ono.
Some tight editing on this show.
Tight editing.
All right.
Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Bill, for sticking around.
Let's all go to Alan's bus and do some kissing. Make out
some
cheerleaders.
To do.
Wait, you got to keep that going.
No, I don't, because we've got some business to do, and I have got to play the traffic.
Oh, hey. Wait, I want to sing.
It's a smooth radio.
God.
Really smooth radio.
I thought you were going to let him sing.
Hey, wait a minute. I am not John Grayson.
I just got a, I just got another text from Frank.
Wow.
You're all fired.
Can we do a half hour edit?
Wow.
Just edit the whole half hour out.
Okay.
There you go. Buy some Window World windows, and thanks to them for bringing us Bill. Let's take a break.
Oh, thankfully.
All right. Sign us out, Scott.
Scott Sherman, a 590 The Fan. We'll be right back.
And we have a look at traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlights. Watch for a person on the highway westbound 70 near Riverview. Accident eastbound 70 at Bermuda, possibly involving an officer's truck. Accident two left lanes eastbound 70 before Lucas and Hunt. Your bumper-to-bumper eastbound 270 McDonald to New Florissant. Southbound 270 heavy. Olive to an earlier accident at Clayton Road, accident westbound 44 near Vandeventer, and accident Long Road at Chesterfield Airport Road involving a person struck, and an accident southbound 141 south of Conway. Do you want to see better when driving at night? When it comes to headlights, you have choices. Sylvania's Silver Star Ultra Headlights help you see farther, wider, and better at night. They're a smarter choice for you and your family. Choose their farthest downroad headlights, Sylvania Silver Star Ultra. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino, St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
When Surf and Sirloin opened its doors in 1994, owner Larry Karagiannis wanted to serve high-quality steaks and fresh seafood at a reasonable price. Now the second generation has taken over and continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties, seating from 15 to 160 people.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a home for the holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Our number one priority at Hero.Loan is taking care of the military and giving them the best VA loan experience. Did you know with the VA loan program that you can do up to 100% cash out refinance? Use that money to pay off high interest rate credit cards, make home improvements, pay off traveling expenses, or even just put money into savings. The 100% cash out refinance is one of the best benefits of the VA loan program. You can apply for your cash out refinance today at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA, the Home Loan Expert LLC.
The best restaurant in St. Louis brings to you my favorite segment of this show. Live from Southern California, please welcome back to his regular segment, Mr. Mike Evans.
Oh, homie, you're so good. This show was just...
What do you got today, good. Brother? What is that?
It's a nice Zen.
Mm, you know what,
I usually go Pinot's or Cab's, but I got this great Zen. Frank actually mentioned a good Zen the other day, so I went and got it, and I loved it.
Very good. I want to just tell you that I enjoyed watching that run of your Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm sorry that they didn't win, but one of my girlfriend's kids' sons had a birthday. They're from Los Angeles, but they live in St. Louis, and I bought him for his birthday a Dodgers jersey.
Sweet.
He loved it. Kershaw. Loved
Stepping it up, Clayton Kershaw. Too bad Cardinals didn't make it this year. I mean,
yeah.
I like the Cardinals, too, though. I pull for the Cardinals in the East.
Yes, you do.
I do. Pop quiz theme all week long, celebrities who were friends and went to high school together. Today, is it William H. Macy and Bill Murray? Michael Keaton and Martin Short? Or Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond? Give you the answer in just a minute. There are serious concerns regarding Mariah Carey's career. Record sales in the toilet. Having to cancel Christmas concerts, summer concerts being dumped. She can't even get booked on a television show. I think it could be her ridiculously bad karma coming home to roost.
Oh, yeah.
Although she says it's her voice, but nobody believes that. The cancellations came before that ever came out. More sad and very confusing news. There are three people meeting in court tomorrow and are all demanding they have the rights to Charles Manson's belongings.
What?
I guess they want to make money off Manson. You know, Charles Manson, his false teeth have disappeared, and they believe that they were stolen and they were sold to some freak show in Detroit, some freak museum. Charles Manson's false teeth.
That'd be a good conversation starter at a party, right?
Yeah, really.
What's that? Yeah. Oh, these are Charles Manson's teeth.
Yeah, wouldn't that be sweet? I love it. It's unbelievable. The three that are fighting for his belongings are his 27-year pen pal, his long-lost self-proclaimed son that we don't know for sure, and he does have a DNA-proven grandson. The whole thing's ridiculous. Talk about ridiculous. How about this ridiculous diplomat law that diplomats cannot be arrested for anything in the United States if they have a diplomat visa? Sean Marshall, last Friday night, visiting in New York on a diplomat visa, from some small Caribbean country I've never heard of, beat the crap out of his wife. Wow. Because she wasn't wearing what he wanted her to wear. Police were called. They didn't arrest him. They just took her to the hospital. She's still in serious condition.
That sounds diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, it sounds like diplomatic immunity.
That's what.
That's what it is. But what the hell is that? Well, what is that all about?
What movie? Terrible. That was on Lethal Weapon.
The first
two
one.
Or three? No, two or three. Where it that guy kept going diplomatic immunity.
It's enough to make me want to stink. Yeah. I mean, it's just not right. Celebrity sightings, Modern Family's Sarah Hyland.
Oh, yeah.
And her boyfriend, Wells Adams, from The Bachelor, on Santa Monica Beach, riding bikes and riding the Ferris wheel. You ever get out to Santa Monica, you got to ride the Ferris wheel on the beach. It's very cool. Hot Pocket. Julianne Hough. Walking all five of her dogs on the Santa Monica Beach. And just 100 yards from where she walked, she stopped and said hello to Seal, who was doing his wind sprints and exercises, does about 2 hours of exercises every day.
What did he say?
That's your best Seal?
Yeah. Sorry.
We don't.
That's a Seal, homie. That's a good one. Who was that?
That was Tim.
That was Tim.
Tim,
was
good
Tim.
Job, dog.
Thanks. Thank you.
Tim stepping up.
Thanks.
Diana Ross at Marshall's Department Store, Long Island, Islip, in Long Island, New York. Last week, she got home, realized she had left her purse. She went back to the store 2 hours later. Purse had been turned in, driver's license, $2,300 cash sitting there. No problem.
Whoa.
Wow.
Lucky. Very nice. Red carpet moment you probably miss. Beyonce. Going commando, well, sort of, her boobs flopping everywhere. During a red carpet appearance at the 2012 Met New York Gala red carpet. You have to look for the video YouTube 2012 Met Gala red carpet. By the way, Beyonce's also just released her entire Christmas present line of hoodies, socks and hats. Ooh, I can't wait.
Hoodie, socks and what?
Hats.
Oh, hats. I thought he said
I thought he said
something
ass.
Else.
I did too.
I said hoodie, socks, and ass.
Yeah.
Well, I might be interested in that. A little wide load going there, homie. Wide load. You have to hang on that ace.
Beep, beep, beep.
Exactly.
She's backing up.
And finally. Name the name of the two celebrities who went to school together. High school and her friends, William H. Macy and Bill Murray. Michael Keaton and Martin Short. Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond.
I'm going to go with Barbara Streisand and Tony Stewart. No, Tony...
Tony Stewart.
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, that's what. Why was I thinking of Tony Stewart?
Tony Stewart.
Hey, Limey.
I have no idea.
Limey.
Yes, sir.
Limey. Put down the pipe.
Sorry.
I'm going to go with Barbara and Neil.
I'll go with Macy and Murray.
Barbara and Neil.
Went to Brooklyn Public High School number 12, Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond.
Thank you, Mike Evans.
Love on the rocks, say no surprise.
That's your best Neil Diamond.
Pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies.
That's awful. That's the worst Neil Diamond imitation I've ever heard in my life. It's terrible.
Brought to you by Annie Guns in the Smokehouse Market in the east part of the Chesterfield Valley. Best restaurant in St. Louis. Go there. Get gift certificates. Go to the Smokehouse Market. Get gift certificates from there. Holiday season, holiday parties. I was just there about a month ago. It's great. Even the kids like it. I love it there. And thank
Sweet
you, Mike.
Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum.
That's terrible. It's so bad you should be banned from radio. That's so bad.
While we're debating how bad Dan's Neil Diamond
love
is.
Love on the rocks. Ain't no big surprise.
That's a drunk Neil Diamond.
That he wishes we'd have taken a break earlier.
Edit that out, Limey. 3, 2, 1, edit that out.
Stu on that one, Large Morning Show listeners. Scott Sherman in for Frank.
Stu on
that. 590, the fan.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The VA loan program is one of the best benefits of being in the military. It shouldn't have to be a difficult process to go through. A lot of people shy away from a VA loan because they've heard the horror stories that people have gone through trying to refinance or buy a home. At Hero.Loan, we do all the VA-required paperwork for you and can close your VA mortgage in as little as 14 days. And we'll even pay for the appraisal. For all your VA mortgage needs, apply online today at Hero.Loan, a new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a home for the holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Doug Vaughn here to talk about one of my all-time favorite sponsors, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Lady Journalism has been good to me this year, so I'm treating her to the ultimate holiday offering, a gift card to Hot Shots. Hot Shots gift cards are perfect for loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, and more. Also, if you're hosting an office holiday party, you should consider Hot Shots. Book your event in person at one of their 11 area locations or find out more online at hotshotsnet.com.
On board, we gonna ride till there ain't no more to go.
Taking it slow.
Lord, don't you know?
Lord, don't you know?
Welcome back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Scott in for Frank. I might be here tomorrow. I don't know. Everything's fine.
We'll have to see.
He's on assignment. But I saw Neil Diamond perform in about 1985. I went with my mom and my stepdad's friends, and I did not want to go. And I have to say, it was one of the most fun shows I ever saw.
I saw him with Bill Cleveland, actually, about...
Bill opened for him?
Yeah. Bill opened for him. He came out and talked about his book. No, he didn't have his book.
He got that audience
up
there,
ago.
And he was moving around in that sequin jacket.
Yeah,
and I thought it was great.
It was good. It was a really good show.
It was. Holidays are coming.
What?
Well, they are.
Says who?
I think they're here.
They're here. Oh, they are?
Yeah.
It's a good story. Story.
Anybody? well, I got a list. My second
story over yet, Scott?
No, just about. We had 7 minutes. Is anybody out shopping yet for their beloveds?
N-O.
Nope.
You know what? I shop online and then have stuff delivered to my house, and then I have my assistant wrap it. I don't even touch the gifts.
Thinking
I went on
about
Black Friday. Went out on Black Friday with my daughter, bought a bunch of stuff for her, and we were just messing
what
around.
What are the hot gifts? Shopping.
Did you know that they call
kids
Black Friday because of that?
I heard that on a show. Moving along. The week, the Thursday before Thanksgiving, I heard that. There was this guy with a British accent,
yeah,
and he went online and said, I think it's because they were selling black people at a discount.
You got bought slaves cheaper on Friday.
And
that was Limey's theory of why it's called Black Friday.
What am I
Friday
listening to?
Limey said, yeah, said it with a serious face. He said it with a serious face. It was awesome.
I am never going to live that down.
No.
I am never going to live that down, am I?
I don't really think you should.
It takes a lot to like stun Frank, but Frank kind of looked at him like with an open mouth, like, are you serious?
Look, I feel terrible.
That's why you think it's called Black Friday?
Let's move along.
No, don't feel terrible about it, because it will linger on.
It will linger.
In his defense, he got that from racist Wikipedia. So he did his own research. So, what are the hot gifts for the holidays?
There's
season?
A racist Wikipedia?
Well, apparently
there's
there
like
is.
A regular one and a
I
racist
I don't know
one?
Where he would have found that other than that.
Okay. I have no idea.
What websites are you
oddly,
going to?
I think, honestly, I think that was just a stupid video that I was watching.
Was Richard
was on
Spencer
Facebook
in it
or something? No. Okay. No, it was none of that stuff. No. Let's move along. So, hot topics and things to buy this year for your loved ones. Great topic.
That's way less fun to talk about than slavery.
I have no.
What?
I'm just kidding. kidding. I'm just kidding. You're the one that brought it up.
I don't even know where to go from that.
I know.
That's and we wonder why the pilgrims left.
Did you see the movie 12 Years a Slave? It was actually...
I did.
It was so disturbing a movie that I won't watch it again. It's like Schindler's List.
Yes, yes.
Schindler's List. I can't watch it a second time. Well, it was that disturbing.
I had to watch it, but I have to say this, and it's been a few years. It did win the Academy Award. But after about year three... I was like, can we get to year 12 or 11? Because I know what's coming. It's year 6, still a slave.
You don't think that...
Year 8, still a slave. And he's got more years of torture. And I was like, can we get to the 7, 11? I can't believe
how insensitive you are. You don't think that years 4 through 11 were important to that slave?
They were important, but they weren't nearly as important as year 1
and year 12. I bet he thought they were.
Are you saying those years...
They were, yes.
Those years could have just been covered with like a montage scene.
Like the ones in the 80s when he's trying on clothes and they're playing music in the background.
I'll bet he didn't think years 4 through 11 went quick. I bet he thought they were just as slow as 1 through 3.
They were very slow. They weren't quite as slow as Murder on the Orient Express, which I never made to interview number 2.
You never finished that story. Did you walk out of the movie or did you just
threaten
to?
Yeah, we left.
You did.
Not only did we leave, but we had to endure at the beginning of it a guy, and bear with me here, he was in a wheelchair, somebody wheeled him in, older guy, they left him there, and then he got on his phone, I'm in theater 4! No, I'm in 4. I'm watching the movie. And she goes, shut up. I'm trying to get my pee. I can't move. I can't get to the bathroom. So we dealt with that. And then...
Oh, my.
Good Lord.
The woman put a coat on the back of the chair, and she pretended like it wasn't there. So my girlfriend was kind of like hunched forward for 5 minutes. She's like, ma'am, can you... What? Can you just move your... Oh, I didn't know it was there. It was like a giant... fur coat was right in front of her. So we got all through that.
What theater was this?
This was it was in Creve Coeur, shockingly. And so then we get to the big murder setup. Johnny Depp is killed, and immediately...
Spoiler alert. Sounds like you saw a lot of this movie. You didn't walk out of nothing.
No.
What point did you walk out?
After Kenneth Branagh, the lead detective guy, interviewed the first of 7 suspects.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is going to go on for 3 hours.
Yep.
Can they speed this along?
And did you sneak into another movie? Because that's what
we just got out of there.
I do.
We got out of there.
I only ever did that once. We had just got done watching the South Park movie when it came out in theaters. And then we snuck into, I think it was The General's Daughter. And
what?
We just wanted to do it, and it was the closest one there. We got caught and kicked out.
You walked out of South Park?
No. South Park movie was over.
Got caught
sneaking into another one.
Movie.
Which
what
I
was
think
the
John
punishment?
Travolta was in that.
You need to go with me.
What was the punishment for that?
They said, right, please go wait downstairs by the front doors. We are going to deal with this in a second. And we went down there to the front doors and walked out.
And you ran.
Yep.
Dan, why should he go with you?
Because I can get him in.
Like, Dan knows how to do it properly.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody would like to go see the Murder on the Orient Express, I believe I still have the ticket stubs, and I don't think they're going to have a problem with you just kind of walking in, because it's awful.
You just be like, hey, the guy who paid for this only watched about 45 minutes.
That's right.
Can I get the last 2 hours?
I walked out of the Blair Witch Project. That's the only movie I ever walked out of my life, because it was so packed in the theater, and I had to sit in the front row, and my neck is like craving. And that movie was like shot with a handheld camera.
Oh, yeah.
For the first 2 hours. It made me so dizzy.
Nauseous.
I had to walk out.
Hate movies like that.
Dan, have you ever walked out on a movie?
Yeah, but I can't remember which one it was.
It was a homemade movie he made.
Yeah.
I walked out of his bedroom. Eyes wide shut. That thing with Tom. First of all, Tom Cruise is a horrible person, and no one should ever see any of his movies.
I will second that.
But this is before I knew he was a lunatic that thought he was a space alien. And this movie was so incredibly boring, and so incredibly stupid, and so incredibly creepy that I'm just like, I don't know what's going on here. And even though there's tons of nudity in here, I still walked out of that movie, and I was 29 years old.
I walked out on boobs.
That's how bad it was.
That's terrible.
It's like a shame.
The only movie I didn't really walk out, I fell asleep on, and that was Sweeney Todd with Johnny Depp. I took my little sister, and I eventually just laid down and took a nap in the
seats.
It was horrible.
Oh,
I don't know. Probably.
I did that on one of the Hobbit movies where there's some kind of a dragon at the end. I took the 10 years, like my first
smog
foray with my girlfriend's son to take to the movies. He was about 7. So I said, okay, we'll go to the movies together. I fell asleep almost immediately. Then I woke up and he was asleep. Then he woke up and we looked at it and we were like, this is horrible.
Those are great movies.
When I was at Mizzou, I was with a bunch of people. We went to see Fantasia, and we all walked out of it. Walt Disney's Fantasia.
Oh, that's a good one to walk out of.
It's so depressing. I mean, these dinosaurs are dying off. It's like, what? Why? This is how we're spending
the time. Is that Fantasia 2000 or the first one?
Oh, I was in college in the 90s, so it would have been early.
And boring.
Yeah.
And dumb.
It was boring.
There you go. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. It's been my honor and pleasure to sit in this seat. Frank's on assignment, maybe tomorrow, maybe not, but if so, I'll be back.
We'll see what's going on.
For Dan Strauss and Tim Woodburn and Limey Phillips, Scott Sherman, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Charlie Marlowe, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Woodridge.